The best in light favorites.
It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrence County's sports leader. Lawrenceville Indian Football, brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Funeral Home, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Loeb Oil. Follow Lawrenceville Indian Football all season long here on Light 103 WAKO.
Light 103 WAKO.
The sound of the national anthem here at Dancy Field in Flora as we get set for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Lawrenceville Indian Football on the air. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Flora, Illinois, the site tonight of Indian football as the Indians take on the Flora Wolves in Little Illini Conference play. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside Indians and the Flora Wolves. A battle of two winless ball clubs here tonight, Bill. Something's got to give. Somebody's got to win.
Yeah, this is the best chance for either team to get a win tonight. Lawrenceville has not been close in any of their games. Flora's played a couple competitive games, but this is one the Indians feel like they can win, Steve, especially because they're getting a number of young players back, a number of young players out for the first time this season. They'll play their first game tonight. Things are as positive as they can be for a team that's 0-4.
Well, hopefully they'll be able to mesh in and learn on the run and be able to contribute here this evening. Again, the Indians 0-4, their last action a week ago tonight at home, and they lost to the Newton Eagles 56-8. Flora under Brian Tackett, as we mentioned before, 0-4. They've had a little bit more competitive action, but they have been really roughed up, especially on the defense. They've allowed 135 points in their four losses and have scored only 41 times. So you can see that both these ball clubs have been offensively challenged during the year. The Indians have only scored 16 points in their four games, and Flora has scored a little better, 41 points. But again, two offensively and defensively challenged teams here tonight, both with 0-4 records, and we'll see what happens. It is homecoming here tonight at Dancy Field. They had a ceremony a little earlier honoring a longtime great here in Flora football. Who was that guy, Bill?
His name was Bob Tackett, Steve. He was a 1957 graduate of Flora High School, one of only three from Flora ever to earn All-American honors. He was a defensive tackle, later became mayor of Flora for a long, long time. Beloved man, and they had a nice ceremony retiring his number 71 tonight.
All right. So it's the Lawrenceville Indians and the Flora Wolves here tonight. Had a chance to talk about this game and preparations for it with Indian head coach Chad Green. We'll hear from the head coach coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Well, Lawrenceville Indians are on the road tonight as they play at Flora against the Flora Wolves at Dancy Field. We talked it over prior to the game with Indian head coach Chad Green. And Chad, I don't know about you, but I was encouraged by the way the team played at the end of the game. I know it was a loss, a lopsided loss, but encouraged by the way you guys played at the end of the game.
Yeah, it seemed like their fresh off was in, which is pretty much what we're playing with every night or every Friday night. So that was more of an evenly matched. So that's why it looked like it did. So, yeah, it's fresh off on fresh off there pretty much.
But still, you were able to do something even when you had those, you're matching up with the numbers out there.
Right, and it was just, it's nice to see. You know, we're moving the ball. It's nice to see, you know, some offensive production, some stops on defense. It's nice to see, even though, you know, it was a fresh off on fresh off thing.
Well, it's a new week. Flora coming up. What's your thoughts on them?
That's about as evenly matched as we're going to see, or that we've seen so far. They look like we do. They're a little light in numbers. They don't have a ton of big guys, just like us. It's like a mirror image of what we're putting on the field. So that's going to be about as easy as we're going to get so far this year.
What's been the work ethic in practice this week?
It wasn't bad, even though it was hot. It wasn't too bad this week. We still have Bradley Churchwell still has going under concussion protocol. We're going to get Blaine Winningham back this week. So things are looking, numbers-wise, are getting better. We got the four kids that came in late. They got their 12 practices in. So that put competition at the wide receiver level and the running back spot there with Christian Beeman. So it actually helped a lot this week having those guys, putting a little pressure on the guys that were starting. So we're looking a little bit better.
Guys starting to make a few plays here and there.
Yeah, it was nice to see, again, having some competition there. Those guys are, they're having to either keep a spot or win a spot.
On the road, always tough to try to play on the road.
Yeah, it's not something we're fond of because, we definitely got a home field advantage here with the turf and going playing on grass. Things slow down quite a bit, Kids, it takes a little bit for them to acclimate to playing on grass versus being here at practice all week on turf. So
did things a little differently. Had Parkman back there. I like to call it the Wildcat. I don't know if you call it that or not. Do you plan on doing more of that?
It's a change of pace. It mixes things up a little bit. We've not shied away from we look at it more at practice than we do game time. He has seen some time there at practice, so it wasn't a big surprise. It's more of a surprise for people that from a fan standpoint. We do put him in at practice, so it's not something that we're strange. It's a strange to us anyhow.
Doesn't seem like he has. He does have the ability to play a little quarterback. He's got a pretty good arm.
Yeah, we were looked at from day one here. Putting Brennan back there. Damon's been our backup, and it's been something we thought maybe he might be able to overtake Brennan. It just hasn't happened yet, but. Because we like him at that running back spot, or maybe even that slot receiver spot. So it's just a change of pace.
Key to winning this game, I guess, is try to get off to a good start and try to keep turnovers low.
Yeah, and that's something that that we've had. That's been a plague here with the young quarterback and seeing the reads and knowing where to go with the ball when that first receiver isn't open. Go somewhere else with it, or just tuck it and run. It's a learning process. It's growing pains.
And you mentioned your guys are getting healthier and healthier, and that's good to see too.
Sure, it's having health, coming in healthy, and then having a little competition at spots. That's really a nice thing to have.
Well, good luck, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about an Indian victory here before much longer.
It would be nice, yeah.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Back here at Dancy Field in Flora, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. That's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Get set for Lawrenceville Indian football. It's the Indians and the Flora Wolves. Coming up in just a minute, you're listening to Indian football on Light 103.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Good luck.
Ready for the kickoff. The Indians will receive a line drive kick up the middle and taken by the up man at about the 15 to the 20 to the 25. And down goes the Indian return man short of the 25-yard line. So the Indians will have it first and 10 near the 24-yard line. And they have the ball first here tonight. Indians dressed in the traveling white uniforms with the red numerals, the red helmets, the red and white trim. Flora in the home orange uniforms with looks like silver numerals, silver pants, and white piping down the side.
Steve, that was Skylar Toole on the return. He's one of the four new youngsters who are playing for the first time this season. He ran that football back 10 yards.
First and 10 for the Indians at their own 25-yard line. Spread formation, single man to the left, three to the right side. Brennan Winningham is at the quarterback, and he keeps it himself up the middle, and not much there for the running back. And down he goes. Not much there. Maybe a yard, if that. Plays coming in from the sidelines. Indian head coach Chad Green and his staff. Second down and 10. No gain on that play. Second and 10 for the Indians from their own 25-yard line. Just underway here. Brennan Winningham at the quarterback. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Man in motion to the right side is Chisholm. And here is Winningham wanting to throw on the roll. Now takes it and cuts it up to about the 25-yard line again. And he gets no gain. So it's third and 10. So two plays, no gains for the Indians. Third down and 10 from their own 25. Just underway here in the first quarter. 10:53 to go in it, and we have no score. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Tribe. Two men split to the left. Two men split to the right side. Back offset to the right side. The Indian quarterback in the spread formation. Flora showing pressure up front. Low snap. Winningham throws across the middle. Pass is incomplete and almost intercepted. Intended for Blaine Winningham, who is back in the lineup after missing a couple of games with a bad hit. Slant pass to Blaine and almost intercepted, and it'll be fourth down, and the Indians will have to kick it away. Flora back deep with two men to receive. Michael Bushking, 5'6", 140-pound sophomore, is one of those. And Brennan Winningham will stay in punt formation for the Indians. So three and out for the Tribe. Here is the snap, a high snap. Winningham gathers it in, gets the kick away, a line drive. And it will take a bounce into Flora territory. Taken by the up man. He's to the 50, to the 45, and a flag on the play. A late flag as a dangerous return there. That was Sean Wilson, a 5'9", 155-pound senior, making that return dangerous. He picked it up with a lot of people around him and got into Indian territory. But there's a flag on the play, and let's see what it is. And have we had a signal yet? I did not see a signal.
Looks like nothing's going to happen there, Steve. And Flora's going to be starting at the Indian 46 with 10:20 to go here in this opening period.
So maybe they picked the flag up. Didn't see official count. So Flora has the ball in good field position inside Indian territory at the 46, first and 10. And the quarterback is Quentin Smith, number 8. He's up under center. Single back in the backfield. Two men split to the left side. Single man to the right. And they pitch back now to Cole Young. Young to the sidelines. He has a first down. Ball pops loose. And I think the Indians may have it. Over on the far sideline, right at the foot of the bench. And they do. Indians have it. That's one thing I talked about with Coach Chad Green, Bill, is Indians got to get off to a good start, and hopefully they get turnovers. Those are always great equalizers when you're down.
Yeah, that young man who carried the ball is just a freshman, Steve. They've got a bunch of injuries on their sideline as well, and he sure coughed that one up very costly.
So first and 10 for the Indians at the 41, their own 41. 10-11 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Glad you're with us for Indian football here from Dancy Field. Indians with a turnover, two men split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the right of Brennan Winningham, back to throw, throws long down the middle, and it is incomplete. Intended out there for Blaine Winningham on the go pattern, but incomplete. Well overthrown. So it'll be second and long. So the Indians took a shot right after getting the ball back on the turnover. Clock stopped. 10:06 to go here in the first quarter play. Second and 10 for the Indians from their own 41-yard line. Up they come to the line of scrimmage. Two men split to the right side. Single man, that's Blaine, over to the left. And the backs offset left and right of Indian quarterback Brennan Winningham. Gives off the left side to the running back, and he's snowed under. That's Christian Beeman.
Flag on the play again, Steve. Something happened late.
Christian Beeman, he's a 5'11", 205-pound junior trying to get to the left side, and they bottled him up pretty well. Got back to the original line of scrimmage, and it's going to be a face mask against Flora. So there's a break for the Indians. 5-yard face mask call. It'll be a first down, I believe. Nope, not a first down.
So only a 5-yard penalty. Yeah. That's very strange.
5-yard face mask call, so it's second and 5 from the Indians from their own 46. 9:59 to go here in the opening quarter. Trips to the right side, single man to the left side. Back offset to the left side of quarterback Brennan Winningham in the spread formation. Wants to throw, under pressure, rolling away, almost sacked, skips away, throws, has a man open, it is incomplete. Man was open out there. That was Damon Parkman, who was open, knocked away on a good defensive play at the very last minute by Daniel Lewis of Flora, 5'11", 160-pounder. He got a hand on it. Parkman was open for a brief second, but just couldn't get enough mustard on the ball to get it to him for a completion. So third down and 5. And for the Indians at their own 46.
By the way, Steve, the Indians are officially off to their best start of the season because in all their previous four games, the opponents had scored in four plays or less on their opening drive, and tonight the Indians forced a turnover on the first play. So things are looking up.
Already in better shape than in games past. 9:52 to go. Indians, I think there was a penalty. Didn't see a flag. They're talking it over with Flora.
Looks like it's going to be it. But my guess is it's a holding penalty. He was under a lot of heat back
nope,
there.
Not a holding penalty.
Okay.
It is against the Indian zone. Marks him back 5 yards, so it'll be a second down.
Should
and
be.
Long.
Okay.
Spread formation, single man to the left side, trips to the right side. Winningham in the spread formation, back offset to the right side of the quarterback. Wants to throw, throws to the right side, incomplete. May have had the ball deflected a little bit as he was going through on his follow through. And anyway, it's incomplete, so third down and 10 for the Tribe at their own 41 with 9:48 to go here in the opening quarter and no score.
Lawrenceville's run 5 plays so far, Steve, and all, check that. 7 plays so far, and all 7 have resulted in exactly 0 yards. No, nothing lost, nothing gained. They've carried the ball 3 times. All 3 times went for 0, and Winningham is 0-4 through the air, obviously for no yards.
Here is third down and long, 3rd and 10. Spread formation, trips to the right side, single man to the left. Winningham throws across the middle, passes caught. First down by Schultz. He's to the 45, to the 40, inside the 35, and down he goes. First down for the Indians. Nice catch, a slant pass, and a nice catch by Schultz. Ryan Schultz, the freshman, a 6'1", 195-pounder, with the reception and an Indian first down inside Flora territory.
25 yards. First and 10 at the 34.
First down for the Indians inside Flora territory. A nice pitch and catch from Brennan Winningham to Ryan Schultz, and the Indians in business. In Flora territory at the 34, 9:26 to go here in the opening quarter. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left, backs offset left and right, spread formation. Here's a give to Beeman off the left side, and he is knocked down after picking up maybe 2 or 3 yards, getting down close to the 30-yard line. We'll wait to see where they mark him. Looks like they're marking him at the 32, so picking up a couple of yards. Christian Beeman, again one of the new Indians, the 5'11", 205-pound junior off the left side. So 2nd and 8. Play coming in from the sidelines. Eli Ivers, one of the new Indians, bringing it in. He'll split out to the right side. Lane Winningham to the left side. Backs offset left and right in the spread formation. Now a man in motion is Parkman. Winningham rolling to the right side, wanting to throw. Now stops under pressure. Look out. Loses his footing and down he goes. Down he goes way back at the 43-yard line. Probably should have got rid of that football under pressure, but lost his footing and was downed. And so a big sack there takes the Indians out of good field position.
Yeah, loss of 11. Actually make it a loss of 12 on that play back to the 44. It's going to be third and 22.
8 minutes to go. Clock moving here in the opening quarter. Indians third and 19 from the Flora 43-yard line. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side, back offset to the right. Here is Winningham wanting to throw across the middle, passes incomplete. Off the hands of Schultz to try that same slant pass, this time from the opposite side of the field. Off his fingertips, incomplete, so fourth down and the Indians will kick. So a promising drive is thwarted thanks to a big sack by Flora in that offensive series.
Well, we got a good chance to pin him back deep here, Steve. Flora will have to drive the ball almost most of the length of the field if they're going to take the lead.
Bush King is back there. There's a low snap, and Winningham gathers it up, kicks it away. A line drive kick taken at the 10-yard line to the 15, to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, and down he goes, a return man across the way for Flora. And that was
quarterback Smith, I believe.
Yep. Austin Smith with a return, big return there as he got out to the 45-yard line, his own 45. Could have been a lot worse. Almost broke it to the outside. The Indian contain crew was able to get him inside and get him down to the ground. So first and 10 from Flora from their own 46 with 7:31 to go here in the opening quarter. No score here at Dancy Field. Indians in a five-man defensive front. Spread formation. Here's a give up the middle to the running back. Down he goes after getting close to midfield. And we'll wait to see who that is. Up off the pile, that's Sean Wilson. Number six, I believe, or is that Quentin Smith?
That was number six.
Okay.
Wilson.
These numbers, Bill, his silver numbers on orange are not exactly conducive to the play-by-play man's. Two men split to the left sides, two split to the right, spread formation, back offset to the right of quarterback Quentin Smith. And here is a pass out in the flats, and the Indian defense is right there to stop him for no gain. The ball may have popped loose, and the Indians say they have it. We'll wait for the officials to make the indication. And it is another turnover. Ball popped loose, and the Indians recover. The Indians recover near midfield, in fact, inside of Flora territory at the 49-yard line. So it'll be a first down. Well, right at the midfield, they mark it. So first and 10 for the Indians at midfield with 6:42 to go here in the opening quarter and no score. Lawrenceville and Flora, a battle of windless teams here tonight. Indians have had the better of the play here early. Let's see if they can capitalize on another turnover, second of the first quarter. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side of the quarterback, and they give up the middle. And down goes Beeman as he is wrapped up before he could get a head of steam underway. He lost yardage, lost two, back to the 48. Backwards there for the Indians on that offensive play. Second down and 12 from the 48, their own 48, with 6:20 to go here in the opening quarter. No score. Flora and Lawrenceville. Glad you're with us. Friday night football here on Light 103. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left, backs offset to the left and right of the Indian quarterback in the spread formation. That's Brennan Winningham. Wants to throw. And steps up in the pocket, throws across the middle, passes incomplete. And through the hands of the intended receiver, that was Eli Ivers, a new Indian. He is a 6'1", 160-pound junior. Catchable ball. Bill, you got to catch balls like that if you're going to win games. I mean, it wasn't a best-thrown ball, but a catchable ball nonetheless.
Yeah, well, that's true, Steve. But one good thing to see is, though, is they're getting a lot of these new players involved. Beeman's carried the ball. Tool ran back a kickoff, and that ball was intended for Ivers. So they're making use of the new players, if nothing else.
Two men split to the left. Trips to the right. Back offset to the right side. Spread formation. Brendan Winningham on this 3rd and 12 play. At the 48, his own 48. Wants to throw. That's Parkman in there. As they went to the Wildcat formation, Parkman at the quarterback. He played some of there last week. His pass was incomplete over the middle, and it's fourth down, and the Indians will be forced to kick. We saw Damon Parkman play some quarterback last week against Newton. He's a 6 foot, 185-pound junior. That time he was in there at the quarterback spot and threw across the middle, incomplete. So the Indians will kick it away. Brendan Winningham will kick it away. Bush King back there near his own 15-yard line. Here's the kick, high end-over-end kick. They had it out of bounds, a directional kick, and it goes out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it over across the way. Looks like it about the 30-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Flora at around their own 35-yard line. That's where they mark it. So 1st and 10 for Flora at their own 35 with 5:46 to go here in the opening quarter. No score here at Dancy Field in Flora. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Indian defense back out on the field. And the Flora offense, led by quarterback Quentin Smith, brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. Smith gives to the running back off the right side. He's hit and driven down for maybe a yard gain. In there for the Indians, number 58. That is Keaton Weger, 6'3", 260-pound senior. Made a good stop from the line.
Gain of one, going to be 2nd and 9 from the 36.
Second down and 9, 5:20 to go here in the opening quarter. No score. Spread formation. Quentin Smith at the quarterback, low snap, wants to throw, throws long down the sideline. It is incomplete, knocked away. Nice defensive play made there in the backfield by Skyler Toole. There's a Skyler making his presence known. And he was right there on good coverage and knocked it away as they intended the ball down the sidelines to don't have a 34 on my roster here. Amazing how these home teams don't have their own players, right numbers right on the roster. Spread formation, 3rd down and 9. Here is Smith rolling to the right side, wanting a throw, throws across the middle, pass is caught. Caught for a 1st down. No, incomplete. Knocked away. A solid hit by Blaine Winningham. Pass intended there for Caden Rogers, number 24. But he was blasted by Blaine Winningham, and the ball popped loose, incomplete. So it will be 4th down, and Flora most likely will kick.
Looks like their offense is – no, here comes the punt team. Here comes the punt team. Steve, I was talking to our friend Lindell Smith earlier tonight. He said the Wolves have a lot of injuries. They've lost their punter. They've lost their kicker. They've lost a lot of their specialists. So this might be an area in which the Indians can take advantage of something. Maybe we'll have a low snap or a block punt to turn the tide in our favor right now.
We'll see what happens. Now a timeout wanted by Flora. So a timeout on the field, an Ambrall Federal Credit Union timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. This is Indian football on Light 103.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the Primary Care Clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
Back here at Dancy Field in Flora, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103. The Indians ready to receive this fourth down punt from Flora from their own 45-yard line with 5:02 to go. Here in the opening quarter play, Indians with one man back deep to receive this kick.
I'm not so sure the Indians believe it's going to be a punt.
Low snap, and the Indians are going to be able to try to tackle the punter. He's going to try to run, but he's not going to get to the first down sticks. So the Indians come up with another miscue. Bobbled snap on the punt, and the punter, Duquesne, trying to get to the outside. Big guy couldn't outrun the Indians, and so a turnover. And the Indians have it in good field position, first and 10. At the Flora 42-yard line to start this drive with 4:54 to go here in the opening quarter. Indians, another good opportunity here with good field position to do something. Take the lead here in front of this homecoming crowd at Dancy. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. That's Blaine Winningham. Back offset. That's Beeman to the right side of Winningham. Keeps it himself. He's to the 35, 30, 25, inside the 10, down close to the 12-yard line. They mark him at the 12. He got close to the 10, but they say he stepped out at the 12. First down for the Indians at the 12-yard line of Flora. Nice play there by Brennan Winningham. Didn't have anybody open, brought it down, had a little opening up the middle, then cut it to the outside, down the sidelines, and to the 12.
That was Winningham on the carry or Beeman?
Winningham.
Okay.
Yeah, he kept it himself. Spread formation. Two men split to the left side. Two split to the right. Back offset, Beeman. Now here is a give to Beeman off the left side, and he gets nowhere. He, in fact, lost yardage to the 15-yard line. Lost a couple of yards. So it'll be second down and 13. Even try that left side, but Flora was waiting there. So it's the loss back to the 14-yard line, where it'll be second down from there. 4 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. 13-yard line, 14-yard line, actually is where they mark it. This time, the Indians have both ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Winningham up under center. Gives to, well, the third man through, and he's driven down. That's Lathan Chisholm, wrapped up at the 21-yard line. All the way back to the 21, a loss of 7. That was a play that went nowhere and went backwards, as a matter of fact. So the Indians have it third down and 17 from the 20-yard line. The floor at 20.
Got two plays to get it done here, Stephen, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the Indians put the ball up in the air both times.
Trips to the left, single man to the right. Winningham wanting to throw, looking. It's Parkman throws down the middle, incomplete. Parkman back in there at quarterback. And he was driven to the ground a little late there. Fans hollering for a penalty here. The Lawrenceville faithful in front of us here.
Yeah, we got some new Indian players tonight, Steve. And they brought some new fans with them. And those are some of the grandparents, I think, of the new young players.
Fourth down and long. So another down for the Indians here to try to get a first down. They've got to get to the inside the five. Spread formation, trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Here's Parkman wanting to throw. Throws to the end zone, and a pass is caught for a touchdown. Winningham, Lane Winningham, the touchdown catch from Parkman. 20-yard touchdown pass. Parkman to Winningham. And the Indians are on the board first here. Touchdown. Nicely thrown ball by Parkman. And the Indians will no doubt go for two here. They haven't kicked all year long. And Parkman brings the play in from the sidelines, a two-point conversion attempt coming up here. So the Indians draw first blood on the touchdown pass from Parkman to Winningham, Lane Winningham. Trips to the Right side, single man to the left. Parkman stays in there at the quarterback. Beeman offset to his left. Here is Parkman taking it up the middle, and he's in for the two. Here he is. He's in for the two. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 2:51 to go here in the opening quarter. Score now reads Lawrenceville Indians 8 and the Flora Wolves nothing. We're back with the kickoff in a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back here at Dancy Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. The Indians have an 8-0 lead. Here's the kickoff, a line drive right in the middle, taken by the up man at the 20 to 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, and dragged down from behind inside the 15-yard line to about the 13. Nice return there by the floor return man.
That was Wilson.
Sean Wilson, 5'9", 155 pounders, had a little seam and got to the outside. Thought he was going to go for there for a while, but he was run down inside of the 15-yard line. They mark him at the 11. So first and 10 from Flora from the Indian 11-yard line. 2:39 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Indians leading 8-0. Spread formation. Give to the running back, trying to get to the outside. He's to the 10, inside the 10, and down to the 6-yard line. Pounding is Wilson again, Sean Wilson.
Two things, Steve, quickly. Wilson had a 69-yard kickoff return, and we'll talk about the Indian drive in just a second.
Spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left. They give to Wilson up the middle. Big hole. Diving inside the five. Close to the goal line. He's not in, but he's down inside the five. Looks like he's to about the 1 or 2 yard line where it'll be. Third down. Third down and short here. Third and two. Spread formation in split left and right. Flora trying to answer the Indian score. Here is the quarterback keeping it himself, diving into the end zone. Quentin Smith for the touchdown from 3 yards out. Actually, 2 yards out. 2 yards out as the fireworks explode in the east end zone here on a Flora score. And just like that, the Wolves answer. The Indian score all set up by that long kickoff return. And Flora has a chance now to tie with the two-point conversion attempt coming up here. 1:42 to go here in the opening quarter. So this two-point attempt will find Trips to the right side, single man to the left, and Smith at the quarterback in the spread formation. Back offset to the right side. Wants to throw, rolls right, throws across the middle, passes, intercepted. So the two-point conversion attempt is no good. So with 1:42 to go here in the opening quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard, score now reads Lawrenceville Indians 8, Flora Wolves 6. We're back with the kickoff in a moment. This is Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ballgame. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Back here at Dancy Field, ready for the Flora kickoff. Here it is, a short kick taken by the up man, and the ball is dropped and downed inside the 30 at about the 28-yard line. Latham Chisholm back there, one of the up men, just fell on the ball after he couldn't handle it cleanly. So the Indians have it first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. Indian football. Brought your way by People's State Bank with mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank. Also by WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10, WTHI, coverage you can count on. And by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We've got you covered from head to toe.
Quickly, Steve, summing up the two back-to-back touchdown drives. The Indians moved 38 yards in four plays, took two minutes and 3 seconds off the clock, 20-yard pass from Parkman to Blaine Winningham. Flora moved 11 yards in three plays for their score.
Spread formation. Here is Parkman at the quarterback. Throw incomplete. Partially tipped, intended out there in the flat, the right flat for Eli Ivers. Incomplete. Parkman in there at the quarterback now. They started out, the Indians did, with Blaine Winningham at the, Brendan Winningham at the quarterback. And Parkman has taken over there now as they used him last week. And Chad Green said they're going to try some of it this week. And here it is, second and 10 from the 28 with a minute 35 to go opening quarter, 8-6, Lawrenceville. Two men split to the left and two split to the right, spread formation. Here is Parkman wanting to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes, and he pounds off one man. He's to the 25, 30, 35, 40, 50, inside of Flora territory, and down he goes. Got a flag on the play. They call it all back. Parkman, a hard guy to bring down. You got to admire that. Not a big guy, 185 pounds, a junior. But a flag, and looks like a hold against the Indians. Going to bring that play back by Parkman. It was a heck of a run by Parkman.
Boy, he takes a licking and keeps on going. The Indian fans are voicing their opinion. Maybe you can hear that. Some of them are saying it's terrible. Said it's a terrible call, Steve.
Right here in front of the Indian faithful. In our position here at Dancy Field. Nice, cool night for football. Breeze picked up. Glad you're with us here on this Friday. So the Indians will mark up. In high school, of course, they mark the ball off from the spot of the foul. So the Indians are going to be all the way back inside the 20. Looks like it's a 16-yard line, their own 16. Well, it'll be second down and 22 from there. Indians with trips to the left side, single man to the right side, Parkman in the spread formation. Beeman offset to his right side. Parkman throws across the middle, incomplete. Blaine Winningham was out there trying to get to the center of the field, but could not. He was double covered. And so it'll be third down and long, third and 22. Clock stop with a minute six to go here in an entertaining first quarter.
Yeah, Steve, the Indians are throwing the ball tonight much more than they have in their first four games. Combined, Winningham and Parkman are 2 out of 12 for 45 yards. Of course, Parkman's only completion was a 20-yard touchdown pass to Blaine Winningham, and Brendan Winningham had the 25-yard completion to Ryan Schultz.
Two men split to the right side, two split to the left, back offset to the left side. Parkman in there at the quarterback. in the spread formation on this third and long. Let's see what the Indians pull out of their bag of tricks. Parkman keeps it himself to the left side, has some running room. He's to the 25, to the 30, short of the first down, but it gives him a little room with which to kick. And with this two-point lead, the punt team will come on, and Flora will get the ball back. Bush King, along with Wilson, back to receive this Brennan Winningham punt. 42 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. And so Flora will get the ball back here. Winningham back at about his own 15-yard line for this kick. Here's the snap. It's a good one. And the kick is also a good one, a line drive. And it'll take a bounce, Flora bounce, bounce back toward midfield and be down by the Indians at the Flora 48-yard line. So Flora will have it first and 10 from their own 48 with 18.2 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, and the Indians nursing a 2.86 lead. Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson here in Flora. Let's go. 18.2 seconds to go. See what the Wolves want to do here with this brief amount of time remaining in the opening period. Good field position, though. In split left and right, man in motion to the right side. They give it to the motion man, trying to get to the outside, to the 50, to the 45, and dragged out of bounds for a first down inside the Indian 40 is
Cole Young.
Cole Young, a freshman, a 5'11", 170-pound freshman. And he was dragged down, but picked up a first down at the Indian 38 with 10 seconds to go. And Flora is going to let the first quarter clock run out. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard at the end of the first quarter here at Dancy Field in Flora, our score is the Lawrenceville Indians 8 and the Flora Wolves 6. Back with the second quarter of action in a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hi, this is Stacy Lockhart. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at Lawrenceville Bank for the Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for more details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Dancy Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. It is Flora with a first and 10 at the Indian 37-yard line. Indians leading 8-6, spread formation. Quarterback Quentin Smith has the ball bobbled, and he dives on it near midfield and is downed right there. So a bad snap and a break for the Indian defense. A sack all the way back to the 50-yard line.
Flora is really killing themselves, Steve. They had the two fumbles, the botched snap on the punt, and now this play to take them into a poor field position. So if it wasn't for self-inflicted wounds, they'd probably be in control of this game.
Indian football brought your way by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in Bridgeport, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, and by Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville, your local family chiropractor. Second and 22. At the 49, here's Smith wanting to throw over the middle. Pass is incomplete. Incomplete, a slant pass. And well covered by the Indian defender there. Skyler Toole making his presence felt. He was right on his man. Knocked it away. And it'll be third and 22 for the Wolves at the Indian 49-yard line. Just underway here in the second quarter of play. Indians and the Flora Wolves. Indians leading by two, 8-6. Trips to the right side, single man to the left side, back offset to the left. Quarterback Quentin Smith, the senior, six-footer, wants to throw under pressure, throws, pass is caught on the right side, but the Indians are down. Down he goes. And right there for the Indians, once again, Skyler Toole. Toole making a very good impression here in his first game. He's right on that play, and no gain. It'll be fourth down and 22, and Flora will kick. So the Indian defense rises to the fore, especially the pass defense. And back deep is Beeman to receive this kick at about his own 20-yard line. Here's the kick, a line drive, and it is touched by an Indian, and it'll be recovered by Flora. It touched an Indian man and recovered by Flora inside the 20 at the 23. The man was trying to lay a block and did not look back for the ball. It touched him, and it was a live ball and could be recovered by the kicking team, and it was inside the 25 at the 24-yard line. Tough break there for the Indians, but you got to be aware where the ball is on a punt. So Flora gets it right back, first and 10 from the Indian 24. Two men split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the right side. Smith wanting to throw, and brings it down. Now hit and sacked. Hit and sacked at the 27-yard line. Down he goes. In there for the Indians, number 73. That's Logan Angle. He's a freshman in there. Nice play there. A sack for the Indian defense. Second down and 12 for the Wolves at the Indian 26 with 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. The Indians nursing an 8-6 lead. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side of quarterback Quentin Smith. On the long count, man in motion now. Smith keeps it himself to the outside, has running room. He is inside the 15, down close to the 10-yard line, and picked up good yardage. May have even picked up a first down there. We'll wait and see where they mark it. They eyeball it, and we'll see. Well, is there a flag?
No flag. They're going to measure, though. They're going to measure, so it's either an 11 or a 12-yard gain for the quarterback, Smith. It's 11 if he doesn't get the first down and 12 if he does.
Indian football brought your way by Lawrence County Health Department, Complete Wellness, Body, Mind, and Community. Also by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, how you want. KZ State Bank, and by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville, famous for delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game?
That's short, Steve, about half a foot.
All right. So third down, four down territory for Flora here. Inside Indian territory after they recovered. A touched punt. Inside Indian territory and a chance to take the lead.
Well, the thing about that punt, Steve, it was such a bad punt. I don't think anybody expected the ball to be where it was. The Indians were just backing up to try to get some coverage downfield, and I'll be darned if the ball didn't bounce up and hit one of them.
Got to beware. Come on, let's go! So third down and one. Flora with two downs to pick up this 1 yard, less than a yard actually. Third down and one at the 13. This time, Smith up under center. Two men split to the left side, two to the right. Single back in the backfield on the long count. Smith up the middle has the first down. He's walled up after picking up a yard, but he'll pick up a first down, so a fresh set of downs for the Wolves. Inside the Indian 15, looks like he's down to the 11. Well, it'll be first and 10 from there. So the Indian lead is tenuous now with Flora knocking on the door. First and 10 from the 11-yard line. 9:10 and the clock moving here in the second quarter play. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Smith in the spread formation, back offset to the right side. On the long count, here is Smith keeping it up the middle, and he's going to be knocked down and driven down for no gain. Big number 59 in there for the Indians. Braden Sherman, he's a 6 foot, 235 pounder. Just a sophomore, Sherman in there to make the stop along with others. He gained nothing. Second and 10 from the 11 with 8:34 to go here in the second quarter, and the Indians trailing, or Indians leading, I should say, by 2, 8-6. Two split to the left side, two split to the right. Spread formation, back offset. Quarterback Quentin Smith gives it to the running back up the middle, skips away from one man inside the 10, down to about the 5 or 6 yard line, where it'll be third down and goal. Third and goal inside of the 10-yard line. Now they go with a no huddle here on a quick formation. And the Indians are going to have to burn a timeout. They did. They had too many men on the field as Flora went with a no huddle offense. So a Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 7:53 to go here in the second quarter. Lawrenceville 8, Flora 6. Back in a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Dancy Field in Flora, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. Indians with a two-point lead that could disappear momentarily. Flora has a third and 5 from the 6. They got to get to the 1 to get a first down. Coming off of timeout there by the Indians, a defensive timeout. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Spread formation for quarterback Quentin Smith. Smith faking, giving it to the running back. Tries to bounce to the outside, now to the inside. The Indians pile on top of him. He tries to get to the sticks, and I think he's going to be short.
Well, that's an absolute shame there, Steve, because he moved well before the ball was snapped, and there was no flag on the play.
So it's down inside the 5. Let's see where they mark it.
It's going to be 4th and 1.
4th and 1 at the 2. And they mark it at the 3, so it's 4th and goal. 4th and 1, actually. 4th and 1 at the 3. So they can get a first down with a couple of yards here. Spread formation. Here is the quarterback moving to the end zone, and he is in for the touchdown. Quentin Smith keeping himself just burrowing behind his offensive line. And with 7:10 to go here in the second quarter play, Flora takes advantage of and a mistake by the Indians on the punt team, and they take it in to score on the quarterback keeper by Quentin Smith. And the Wolves have a 12-8 lead. And let's see what they want to do here with regard to the extra point. Looks like they're going to go for 2. Try to get it up to a 14-8 margin. Spread formation. And Smith. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Long count, wants to throw, looking right side. Pass is incomplete. Incomplete. So with 7:10 to go here in the second quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard here at Dancy Field. Flora 12, Lawrenceville 8. Back in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Go.
Back here ready for the Flora kick, and here it is, a high end-over-end kick taken at the 15-yard line to the 20, 25, 30, 35, and the return man is snowed under at about the 35-yard line. We'll wait for him to unpile.
That was Eli Ivers.
Yep. Eli Ivers, number 80, with the return. And the Indians have good field position at their own 35-yard line. Now trailing for the first time by a score of 12-8. Led 8-6 after one quarter. The floor has taken the lead thanks to a special teams mistake. And the Indians will see what they can do on offense here. Let's see if they have Parkman in there at the QB. And he is in there, remaining in at the QB. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right, back offset to the left side of the Indian quarterback. Keeps it himself up the middle, and he's going to be, gets away, spins away, and gets across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. He was initially stopped for no gain, but kept those legs churning and managed to get a couple of yards. Second down and 8. Nice run there by Parkman. Damon Parkman, I mentioned he's not big, 185 pounders, 6 foot, but he kept those legs churning and didn't want to go down. Picked up 2. Second down. 6:25 to go here in the second quarter. Floor leading 12-8. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Trips to the right side. Single man to the left side. Parkman in the spread formation. And oops. Now Flora is offsides. That'll be a free 5. Should be for the Indians. Offsides against the Wolves. So that'll be a free 5, and so it'll make it second down and 4. And they mark the ball at the 41, the Indian 41.
Second penalty on the Wolves for 10 yards. The Indians have been penalized twice for 15.
Again, the spread formation, trips to the right side, single man to the left. Parkman in there at the spread formation, wants to throw, has time. Now, under pressure, rolls out. He's to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, and has a first down. Short of the 50-yard line, they mark him. Looks like about the 48-yard line. That's enough for an Indian first down, and they move the sticks right in front of us here. We're behind the Indian bench, and head coach Chad Green and his staff.
Fourth first down for the Indians tonight. Flora has 3.
5:25, and the clock moving till halftime here. 12-8 Flora. Indians on the move here with a first down. See what they want to do here. Two men split to the left. Single man to the right. Back offset. They give to Beeman off the left side. And he's dragged down before he could get up ahead of steam. And he picks up maybe a yard.
Boy, somebody tripped him up in there, or he could have been off for a nice gain on that one. Looks like no gain.
So second down and 10 for the Indians at their own 48 with 4:45 to go here in the second quarter play. The Indians trailing by 4, 12-8. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Damon Parkman in the spread formation. Trips to the right side, single man to the left. Back offset to the right side of the Indian QB. Wants to throw, throws to the side. Pass is incomplete over the head of Schultz. He had one-on-one coverage out there, but the pass was overthrown. And it'll be third down and 10. Clock stopped on the incompleted pass with 4:23 to go here in the second quarter. Homecoming 2018 over here in Flora. Big crowd on hand over across the way, dressed in orange, silver, and blue. And a good crowd made their way over here from Lawrence County. See the Indians here at Dancy Field. Nice night for football. Spread formation, third and 10 from the 48. Parkman in the spread, trips to the right side, single man to the left, back offset to the right side, short drop, pass is incomplete. And it was intended for Blaine Winningham. He was the only man over in the flat, but he couldn't hold on, so the Indians will have to kick it away. So a promising possession goes nowhere. Well, and the Indians will kick.
Crazy things happening on punts on both sides of the ball tonight, Steve. So let's see if the Indians can't make something else happen, maybe get another turnover. It's happening all night long on punt plays.
Bush King back deep along with Wilson to receive this punt from Brennan Winningham. Booming kick, and it goes over the head of Butch King. He returns it from about the 5 to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, and across the 35, close to the 40-yard line. Michael Butch King, a 5'6", 140-pound sophomore speedster, and he got a good return out of that after the ball went over his head and got all the way close to the 30, and mark him at the 38. So he's short of the 40 at the 38, his own 38 with 4:25 to go, actually 4:05 to go in the second quarter, and Lawrenceville trailing Flora here in Flora 12-8. Quentin Smith brings him up to the line of scrimmage, the 6-foot senior quarterback. As two men split to the left, trips to the right side, back offset to the right side. They throw out to the flat. Pass is caught up there by Caden Rogers. Rogers inside to the 40, to the 45, and to the 50-yard line, but a flag on the play, maybe a block in the back. We'll wait and see as the fans below us here spotted that foul, and we'll wait for the official indication. Looks like it's going to be a hold against Flora. Hold against the Wolves. That'll negate that nice play there by Caden Rogers, the 5'6", 140-pound freshman. Both these teams winless on the year at 0-4. Somebody will be happy at the end of the night. And they mark off the penalty yardage from the spot of the foul. And they'll mark it back to the 30-yard line. That's where Flora will have it, at their 30-yard line. First down from there. First and long. First and 18. Spread formation. Quentin Smith, two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. On the long count. Gives off to Sean Wilson, trying to get to the outside. Escapes one man. Now he's driven down from behind, making the stop out there. Is Mason Odell for the Indians. Odell is a 6'1", 210-pound senior with the stop.
They really strung that play out well. Loss of two.
All right. So it's second down and 20 with 3:20 to go here in the second quarter play. Flora with the ball at their own 28-yard line, leading 12-8. Spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right. The back offset to the right side. Indian show blitz, and they give off to the running back, and down he goes. Odell again with the stop. Nicely done by Odell. And he was Johnny on the spot from his defensive end position and made the stop for a loss of yardage.
Loss of three for Wilson that time.
So third down and 23 from their own 25 for Flora, with 2:44 to go here in the second quarter of play. Flora leading by a score of 12-8. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Wolves. Orange, blue and silver clad. Spread formation. Smith wanting to throw, throws to the outside, right side, caught, pass caught at the 25 to the 30, to the 35, across the 35, close to the 40-yard line, short of the first down by plenty, and it will be fourth down with 2 minutes to go. It was Young on the reception there, Cole Young, the freshman, and Flora will kick it away, so the Indians will have a chance to get the ball back. Some time left here in the first half, a minute 57 and counting now, and the Indians trailing by 4, 12-8.
Watch the ball!
Back to kick it away is
the new punter. It's not the same kid.
Cameron Eckleberry, 5'10", 195-pound senior. Eckleberry back to kick it for Flora. Beeman back deep at his own 26 to receive this kick. Looks like Flora is going to call a timeout as they try to eat away some of this clock. People's State Bank, I should say Ambrose Federal Credit Union, timeout on the field. 1:25 to go. Flora 12, Lawrenceville 8. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Dancy Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. Indians trail by 4, 12-8. They'll get the ball back with a little more than a minute to go. Beeman back deep and around his own 25-yard line to receive this Eckleberry kick. And the Indians maybe put some pressure on high snap. Here they come, and the kick is a line drive. And
again,
it is touched again, I think, by an Indian. And it's Flora football. Once again, the Indians touch the ball as it's going downfield. And it's a live ball, and Flora recovers. Inside the Indian 40 at the 38-yard line. Unbelievable.
I've never seen that happen.
I have not
twice
either.
In a game.
No.
Hardly ever once.
Another turnover there by the Indians. They touch a live ball, punted ball, and turn it over. Now Flora with a chance to extend the lead here with a minute 16 to go in good field position at the Indian 38. In split left and right. Low snap, and Smith is going to try to run it down. He's back deep in his own territory. Spins, throws, and it's incomplete. That's a smart move there. He had Indians bearing down on him and just threw it away. And it'll be second down.
The Indians are calling for intentional grounding, Steve, but there was a floor man in the area where he shot, put that ball to. That would have been a loss of more than 30 yards had he not been able to get rid of that ball.
Indeed. You can see why both these teams are 0-4 in this first half.
Well, a lot of miscues, a lot of mistakes, especially on the special teams, and particularly in the punting game. Flora just got off a horrible punt. Most recent possession, but it hit an Indian guy in the leg, and the Wolves ended up with the ball in.
Second down and 10 from the 38. Flora with a chance to increase a lead. A minute 8 to go here in the second quarter. Spread formation for Quentin Smith on the long count. Rolling to the right side. Throws. The pass is caught. Caught out there in the flats by Caden Rogers, and he's buried by the Indian defensive man. Did he catch the ball over there? They say he did. And it'll be third down. Over there making the stop for the Indians, I think, was Odell. He's all over the place, Mason Odell, in this first half for the Indians on defense. So third down and long. Third and 10 at the 38 with 54 and a half seconds to go. Here in this entertaining first half, not the most well-played of halves, but entertaining nonetheless between two ball clubs thirsting for a win. Two men, well, single man split to the left side, trips to the right side. Back offset to the right side of quarterback Quentin Smith on the long count. And now we have a flag on the play. And we'll see what this is, a legal procedure against the Wolves. They moved prior to the snap.
Boy, if either team could get out of their own way in this game, they would take control.
So, illegal procedure, a mark off of 5 yards. Ball will be back to the 41-yard line.
38.2 seconds to play in this first half, Steve. If Flora doesn't convert right here, I just bet both teams would be happy to go to the locker room right where it is right now and not take any more chances on something disastrous happening.
Spread formation, trips to the right side, single man to the left, back offset to the right side. Smith wanting to throw, throws long down the side, and it is incomplete and knocked away by Skyler Toole. Toole's been tested out there, but he's been up to the challenge, knocked it away. Maybe if he would be able to gain his footing, he might have been able to intercept. He would have had a lot of real estate in front of him. As it is, it's fourth down And Flora will kick it away so the Indians don't give up any points.
You say kick it away with a lot of confidence, Steve. They haven't had much success doing that so far. I bet they're shaking in their boots right now at the thought of having to punt the ball back with only about half a minute to play before halftime.
33 and a half seconds to go. Another Flora punt. Beeman back deep at his own 10-yard line. Low snap. And here is the punter. He's sacked.
What'd I tell you?
He is sacked. Eckleberry rolled up inside there. Jaden Miller for the Indians coming from the inside with a good tackle. And a low snap, and Eckleberry was left out to dry. And the Indians have it with good field position and 29 seconds to go. Maybe a chance to do something here. At the 45 of Flora with 29 seconds to go. And the Indians, I think, have a couple of timeouts left. So the Indian offense gathered around the coaching staff over there. Play clock down to 15 as the Indian offense heads to the middle of the field. First and 10 at the Flora 46. 29 seconds to go. Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback now. Here's Parkman on the move. He loses the football and can't get it. And it's still loose. I think Flora's got it. Yeah, they do. Unbelievable.
Now they're going to have 22 seconds to score from about 40 yards out.
Ball recovered inside Indian territory at the 45-yard line. Parkman was moving back in motion to receive the handoff from Winningham and couldn't handle it. The ball popped away, and the orange and blue-clad Wolves jumped on it, and they have it first and 10 at the 45 with 22 and a half seconds to go. And a 12-8 lead for Flora. 22 and a half seconds to go. Trips to the right side, single man to the left side. Spread formation, Quentin Smith. Indian showing pressure up front. Smith wanting to throw. His throw's long down the sidelines. A pass is caught. Caught inside of the 15-yard line. Now incomplete. Incomplete. Back there making the play was Blaine Winningham. In the defensive secondary, he knocked it down. Pass was caught initially, but he knocked it away somehow, some way. Ooh, that was close to being a reception. As it is, incomplete, second and 10. They're going to take a couple of more shots. Ball at the 45, the Indian 45 with 13 and a half seconds to go. Quentin Smith, 6 foot senior, 155 pound quarterback up to the line of scrimmage, trips to the right side. Single man, Bush King to the left, watch him. Smith in the spread formation, Indians coming with pressure, throws, pass is incomplete, intended for Bush King. But overthrown, right with him was Skyler Toole. So third down and 10. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Flora leading by a 12-8 score. Indian football brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. And by Wabash General Hospital, people you know, helping people that you love.
If Flora has any kind of trick in their bag, Steve, now would be a perfect time to try it. Let's see if they might have a trick up their sleeve.
Third and 10 from the 45, Indian 45. They throw to the side. Pass is caught out there. Caught by Daniel Lewis. Gets to the sidelines. Tries to get out of bounds, but he does not. He is close to a first down. Well, no, he's not close. He is at the 38-yard line. That'll be fourth down at about 2. So one shot for Flora here as Lewis made that catch. Daniel Lewis is a junior, a 5'11", 160-pounder. 3.9 seconds to go. 12-8 Flora. Wolves with another chance here from the Indian 37-yard line on this fourth down play. And now Flora is going to burn a timeout. Ambrall Federal Credit Union timeout, 3.9 seconds to go, second quarter. Flora 12, Lawrenceville 8. This is Indian football on Light 103.
If you or a loved one needs personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperian Care Bridgeport. Aperian Care services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, RT and pain management. Plus, we provide all of the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperian Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Back here at Dancy Field in Flora, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Glad you're with us for Indian football. Indians trail 12-8 with 3.9 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Flora has the ball at the Indian 38-yard line, at the 37, actually. With one more play, fourth down. Three men split to the right side, single man to the left side, that's Bush King. And at the quarterback is Smith. Pumps once, now under pressure, rolling. He's under pressure, and down he goes. Sacked as the first half comes to an end. Sacked at the 45-yard line. In there for the Indians, number 59 on the quarterback sack. And that is Braden Sherman, who's had a good first half. That's the end of the first half of play here at Dancy Field in Flora. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is Flora 12, Lawrenceville 8. We're back with the halftime report in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian football on Light 103.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
For me, money means I can do the things I want to do. People's State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Ford Truck Month at Build Option 4, and that means unbelievable savings on the number one selling truck for over four decades. Save up to $10,000 on a new Ford F-150. Ford is offering 0% financing for 72 months. Drive the truck that leads all industries. Drive the best. Drive the built Ford Tough F-150. Save during the Ford Truck Month at Build Option 4 in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at buildoption.com.
0% financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See salesman for details.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Dancy Field in Flora on this Friday night. Glad you're with us. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103. The Indians at the half trail the Florida Wolves by a score of 12-8, two winless ball clubs. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report. As I mentioned before, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at Dancy Field. Having watched an entertaining first half of play between these two ball clubs, Bill, not the most artistic, as I said, in that first half, not the most artistic of games, but an entertaining game, 12-8, with Flora on top here.
Well, Steve, the offensive numbers would reflect what's going on there. The teams just can't get out of their own way, or so it seems. But the Indians tonight have rushed the ball 14 times for 8 yards. Through the air, both quarterbacks are 1 out of 7. Parkman had a 25-yard completion. I'm sorry, he had a 20-yard completion. Winningham had a 25-yard completion. So, again, through the air, the Indians are 2 of 14 for 45 yards. They have 53 yards in total offense. The Wolves have rushed the ball 23 times for a negative 5 yards. Of course, that includes a couple of times when the punter was swarmed under, so that hurts their rushing yardage. But through the air, Smith is 6 of 13, no interceptions, 26 yards. So total offense in this first half, 21 yards for Flora, 53 yards for the Indians. The Indians have 4 first downs, 3 of those coming on the ground, 1 through the air, and Flora has 4 first downs, all of those on the ground. You alluded to earlier, it might be hard for either team to score again unless something changes.
All right, the score was 8-6, Indians. After one quarter play, Indians got on the board first as they scored on a 20-yard touchdown pass from Brennan Winningham to Parkman in the end zone. No, that's not right. What was the first Indian touchdown, Bill?
It was
give him the score.
Okay. The first touchdown of the game was Blaine Winningham on a 20-yard pass from Parkman. That came with 2:51 to play in the opening quarter. Parkman ran it in. The Indians led it 8-0. Following that, Quentin Smith scored the first of his back-to-back 3-yard touchdown passes. His first one came with 1:42 to play in the opening quarter. Smith ran it in from 3 yards out. The pass failed, and it left Lawrenceville with an 8-6 lead. Then, with 7:10 to play in the second quarter, Smith again on a 3-yard run. Again, the pass failed, resulting in the 12-8 Flora lead that we have now at halftime.
All right, 12-8, Flora on top here. Again, the Indians led 8-6 after one quarter play, trail by 4 here at halftime by a score of 12-8. We'll be back in a moment with the Lawrenceville Halftime Team of the Week by my partner, Bill Richardson. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Dancy Field in Flora, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian Football on Light 103. The Indians trail here at halftime to the Flora Wolves by a score of 12-8. We understand the Red Hill Salukis are leading in their game at Newton, 16-0 at the half. Hear that game on 99.3 FM and AM 910. And the Salukis winning 16-0. Indians trailing here 12-8. Time to look at our team of the week.
Yeah, Steve, and this team of the week is the 2004 Indians, one of the favorite teams I've covered since I've been working here in Lawrenceville. The 2004 Indians were just the second Lawrenceville team ever to make the playoffs. They were under Coach Jerry Phillips that year. got off to a terrific start. In fact, they won their first five games, beating Oblong 18-0, Edwards County 33-20, Palestine 18-7, Cumberland 27-0, Red Hill 21-0. That was the game in which Thad Hunsaker scored all three of the touchdowns in the game in the opening period. Like I said, they beat Red Hill 21-0. They had the back-to-back losses to Marshall 25-15 and Casey 22-12. They were competitive in both of those games. Finished the season out with a 46 win over North Knox on homecoming night. If you remember, that's the night Reese Ivers dunked the ball over the goalpost by scoring a touchdown in the final minute of the game and led to a bit of hostility between the two teams. But otherwise, now we can look back and laugh about that, right? And then finally, we went up to Mauiqua. Lost to Central A&M 27-18. It was the first playoff berth for the Indians since 1977. Finished that season with a record of 7-3. And some of the my favorite guys I've gotten to know from Lawrenceville, Steve, that played on that team. Reese Ivers caught 42 passes that year for 644 yards and 6 touchdowns.
He was great.
He was, and I'll never forget the dunk over the goalpost. That one stands out as my favorite play ever in the history of high school football. But otherwise, Ryan Kuhl was the quarterback that year. I think he might have been a junior, a little younger than the other guys. He completed 122 of 220 passes, threw for almost 1,500 yards, 12 touchdowns.
He was great, too.
Yeah, he led the team in rushing that year. He carried 99 times for 557 yards. Hunsaker, who I mentioned, had 96 carries for 475 and scored 10 touchdowns. Reese Ivers carried for 117 yards. Logan Paris, the late Logan Paris, was a player on that team. Some other standouts were Derek Lewis, Jacob Tucker, Drew Stangle, Wade Jackson. Albert Cavanaugh was on that team, and I don't think I've mentioned yet Kyle Meek. He was quite a player for the Indians that season also. So, again, you know, it was a crazy season.
What was the final score of that game again?
The Mauiqua game, Lawrenceville got beat 27-18. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead but couldn't hold on. Mauiqua led 19-7 after three quarters. The Indians fought back to within, 27-18 was actually as close as the Indians would get that day. Of course, there was a situation involving Coach Jerry Phillips. He had been here 3 or 4 years, and it looked like he had turned things around. There was an incident up at Martinsville at halftime of the final game. He was not allowed to coach the second half of that game, if you remember, and following week he was terminated just before the Indians were to play their first playoff game in 25 years. Mike White took over for that game. It was a noble effort. We really gave him all we had that day. He just came up a little bit short. But as you were saying, they fed the media pretty good that day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they fattened us up. They thought they were going to kill us. And the Indians gave it to them. You know, the thing I remember about that era of Indian football is that Jerry Phillips was one of the first coaches I can remember to spread the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the perfect quarterback to do it, and Ryan Kuhl, a mobile guy who could run. You know, they talk about the RPOs now, the run-pass options now, that this is so popular. He was one of the first high school coaches I can ever remember to do that, spreading the field out and letting Ryan Kuhl either keep it himself, run the ball or throw the ball. He could do any of them. He was outstanding at all of them, and he had weapons like Reese Ivers and a good running game, and the Indians were outstanding that year. But it was new. All that spread was new, and nobody really knew how to defense it at that particular point. And I remember telling Coach Phillips after his ouster, I thanked him. I said, Jerry, I said, thank you for putting Indian football back on the map again. And you know, you've done something innovative here that we've never seen before in this spread offense.
Yeah, well, you know, under different circumstances, maybe under a different regime, he might have survived that. He might still be here. He might have been Lawrenceville's own Vince Lombardi. But I, too, will always be grateful for Coach Phillips, Steve, and what he accomplished in those few years, and especially that memorable season when we were used to a lot of drudgery on the Indian sidelines for a quarter century. He brought Lawrenceville back into the playoffs in 2004. Hats off to those guys.
All right. Here at halftime, a long halftime here, it is homecoming, and they're having a lot of festivities here at Dancy Field. Big crowd on hand, as you would imagine, and a good crowd made their way over here from Lawrenceville, hoping to see
an Indian victory. Still a half a football to go, and the Indians trail by four by a score of 12-8. We'll be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraw Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraw Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you and your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. A local hospital serving local people.
Becker Dancy Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at halftime. The Flora Wolves lead the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 12-8. Indians play here at Dancy Field tonight, or on the road again a week from tonight. They'll be in Casey at Sinclair and Bodoni Field to meet the Casey Warriors. Then the Indians return home on Saturday, October the 6th. That'll be homecoming. The Indians will host the Robinson Maroons Saturday, October the 6th, afternoon game. Salukis make their final road trip on October the 12th to Bridgeport to meet the Red Hill Salukis, then close up the regular season with another Saturday game on October 20th. They will take on Trenton Westland in a non-conference game at LHS.
Steve, what else is happening around the league tonight?
Well, going on around the league tonight, in addition to this game, Casey playing at Robinson. Marshall is at Alney. Non-conference play. Farmer City playing at Paris. And, of course, the game we told you about a little earlier, Red Hill leading the Newton Eagles at Chevesky Field in Newton, 16-0 at the half.
I think that Farmer City game at Paris might be a bit of a mismatch.
Could be. That's been the halftime report here. Halftime brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and by Larry Bob's Pizza. We're back with the second half kickoff coming up in a few minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Jessica Carruthers. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at the Lawrenceville Bank for all Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan salt therapy room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
It's Ford Truck Month at Build Option Ford, and that means unbelievable savings on the number one selling truck for over four decades. Save up to $10,000 on a new Ford F-150. Ford is offering 0% financing for 72 months. Drive the truck that leads all industries. Drive the best. Drive the built Ford Tough F-150. Save during the Ford Truck Month at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at buildoption.com.
0% financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See salesman for details.
Back here at Dancy Field in Flora, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. The Indians trail by 4, 12-8 here at halftime. Glad you're with us. Topsy-turvy game here. Well, Bill, what do you think about the second half? The Indians right in this, a winnable game, but gotta quit making mistakes.
Well, both teams have probably got to feel that same way, Steve. I mean, the Indians have fumbled it away three times. Flora fumbled it away twice. Flora can't even get the snap back to the punter when they're trying to punt the ball. Unfortunately, twice they did get off horrible punts that bounced off Indian players, and Flora recovered both those fumbles. So, you know, I guess maybe you could say the team that makes the fewest mistakes this second half will have a better chance to come out on top. I feel like the Indians can move the ball if they could just hang on to it. You know, they've not had much success through the air. They've completed a couple of passes. One of them went for a touchdown. A couple long passes, in fact. But they're just struggling still to find any consistency when it comes to moving the football.
Especially on the ground.
Yeah.
They like, cannot run the football.
What did we say they had carried it in the first half? 14 times for 8 yards, you know. Well, that's not gonna get it done, no matter who you're playing. So I don't know, you know, if maybe they can get some good field position, punch one in, and hang on for the win. I gotta feel like this is their best chance.
We'll see what happens. Lawrenceville Indian football brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville. Their family serving your family. Also by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Indians will kick off to start the second half. Flora to receive, leading by 4, 12-8. 24 minutes of football remaining here. And kicking off for the Indians will be Brennan Winningham. Does all the kicking, punting, and the kickoffs. And back deep, Bush King, along with, I think that is Cole Young back there. Here's a kick, a line drive kick, and taken by one of the up men at about the 20 to the 25 to the 30, 35, across the 35, close to the 40-yard line. And that was 22. Daniel Lewis with the return up to the 40-yard line, his own 40, and that's where Flora will go. First and 10 from the 40-yard line. Just underway in this second half. Crisp night, not crisp, but cool. Better than nights and days past for football. Indians in a three-man, four-man defensive front, spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right, low snap. Here is a give off to the running back to the outside, away from one man. That is Sean Wilson, but he's wrapped up before he can get ahead of steam. Maybe picked up a yard or two on the left side. It'll be second down and 8. Sherman on the stop for the Indian defense. He's had a good game tonight. For the Tribe on defense. 11:26 to go, third quarter. 12-8 Flora, spread formation again. Two to the left, two to the right, back offset. They give to the back, to the left side, away from one man is Wilson, and he's close to the 45-yard line. Picked up 4 or 5. Actually, more like 6. So it'll be third down and a long 4. Third and 4 from the 46, their own 46 for the Flora Wolves. Wolves coached by Brian Tackett. Indians by Chad Green. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset. Spread formation for Quentin Smith at the quarterback. Loses the snap. Picks it up. And he's going to get to the outside. And going to be able to get the first down. He leaned across midfield for a first down. He was stood up. But his momentum kept the legs turning. And he picked up, I think, a first down. Now it's going to be close enough to measure.
There's a flag down over there, too. Flag on the play.
I did not see that. There it is. At midfield. Let's see what it is.
Come on, Indians!
Looks like it's against Flora. Yeah. Big penalty there. That would have negated what might have been a first down run.
Looked like the hold happened in there, Steve, right as he was fighting for that extra yardage, trying to get past the 50 in the first down. Maybe one of the big linemen took somebody down there. But it's going to put Flora back in another third and long, and maybe, just maybe, they're going to have to punt the ball again.
Clock stop, 10:34 to go here as the officials sort this out.
Oh, they're going to mark that off from the 46. But just a 5-yard penalty.
All right. 5-yard walk-off on the penalty. So it'll be third down and 9 from their own 41 for Flora. Just underway here in the second half. 10:34 to go. Third quarter. Two men split to the left. Two split to the right. Empty backfield for the quarterback. Smith wants to throw. Under pressure. Steps away. Throws across the middle. Pass is caught. Caught for a first down into Indian territory to the 40-yard line. And down goes the receiver. That is number 15, Cole Young, with a reception, a first down. He got loose in the secondary as Smith was able to scramble around and buy some time and got the ball across the middle to the receiver for a first down into Indian territory to 39, first and 10. And the clock continues to move, and Flora continues to possess the football here on this first drive of the second half.
20 yards on that play.
Two men split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the right side. Spread formation. Here's a give off to the running back up the middle, spinning away. Wilson into the Indian 30-yard line. 31-yard line, they mark him. Kept his legs churning and got very close to another first down.
Going to be about second and 2.
8-yard pickup. Flora going on a quick pace here with no huddle against the Indian defense. 12-8 they lead. 9:25 to go, third quarter. Spread formation. Here's Smith wanting to throw. Throws to the side. Pass is caught. Caught out of bounds for a first down inside the 25. Looks like down about the 22-yard line.
It was Young again.
And Brennan Winningham on the coverage there, but he was late getting over there. And a first down for Flora at the Indian 23-yard line. 9:17 to go here in the period. Again, back quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Spread formation. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Pumping once, going across the middle. Pass is incomplete. Incomplete. They try to slant it to Bush King, but he was well covered. And an incomplete pass, stopping the clock. Second and 10 for Flora from the Indian 23. Indians, big defensive plays coming up here. With their limited offense, getting any farther behind would be tough to overcome.
G-O-Y-O! G-O-Y-O!
Game was 8-6 after one quarter in favor of the Indians, 12-8, 4 at the half. And that's where we are right now with 9:13 to go in the third quarter play. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side of the quarterback in the spread formation, Quentin Smith of Flora. Now a man in motion is Bush King, and they give it to him, trying to switch to the outside. He's to the 15 and knocked out of bounds. Bush King with a sweep to the outside, and he may have picked up about four or five yards.
Yeah, I thought he might have got a little bit more than that, Steve, but it's still going to be third and five.
Third down and about five. Again, Flora quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Man in motion is Bush King. And here's Smith keeping himself up the middle. Back he goes, but right into traffic. And he's knocked back by the Indian defense. Led in there by the Indians. When was number Laskowski was in there, I believe. Yeah, that was.
Now you got fourth and four here. This is the biggest play of the night by far.
Fourth down and four for Flora from the Indian 15. 8:42 to go, third quarter. Flora already with a 12-8 lead. Fourth down and three, spread formation.
Be tough here, boys.
Back offset to the left side, Quentin Smith. Indian showing pressure up front, man in motion to the right side. Now on the long count, Smith throws. It is caught. Caught for a first down inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Caught in there by Alex Wiles. Alex Wiles, A-L-E-X. He's a 5'11", 175-pound junior. Haven't called his name, but he caught a first down catch inside the Indian 5 at the 3, first and goal. 8:12 to go. Flora on the quick count, giving up the middle and not getting in. Stopped short. That was Smith keeping himself. He did not hand off. And he got down to inside the 3-yard line. Looks at the 1. They mark him at the 1. It'll be second down and goal at the 1. 7:50 in the clock moving here in the third quarter. Flora with an excellent opportunity to pad their 12-8 lead here on this opening drive. Single man split to the left side, two split to the right. This time, Smith is up under center at the 1-yard line. On the long count, gives off the left side to the running back, and he's going to be in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Flora, as the back ran through the attempted tackle. That was Laskowski who got there, but he couldn't hold him up and hold him out. And Flora scores on a 1-yard run. And they lead 18-8 with 7:24 to go here in the third quarter. So an opening drive right down the field. Mixture of run and pass by the Wolves, and now they go for two to try to increase this lead. 18-8 already. Spread formation, two split to the left, single man to the right. Low snap, Smith wanting to throw, throws to the back of the end zone. It is caught for the two. Caught for the two. Indian defender was right there but failed to knock it away. And Flora scores the two-point conversion. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 7:24 to go. Here in the third quarter, score now reads Flora 20, Lawrenceville 8. Back with the kickoff, this is Indian football on Light 103.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Eli Ivers receiving the kick. Gets up to about the 25-yard line. And the Indians will go on the attack. Looks like they mark it at the 24. So that's where the Indians have it, first and 10 at their 24. 7:17 to go here in the third quarter, 28 Flora.
Quite an efficient drive by the Wolves that time, Steve. They moved the ball 60 yards, 11 plays, took 4:36 off the clock, and stretched that lead to 12 points. Now the Indians need a couple of scores to get right back in it.
Brennan Winningham in there at the quarterback. Trips to the right side, single man to the left. Throws to the right side, pass is caught out there. And a diving play close to the 30-yard line. Over across there, that was Blaine Winningham with the catch. Over there, Winningham to Winningham on that reception.
7 yards on the play, only Brennan's second completion of the night.
Got to the 30-yard line. 6:43 to go here in the third quarter, 20-8 Flora. Indians trying to answer that drive. Spread formation. Brendan Winningham at the quarterback. Wants to throw under pressure. Trying to run away. He does. Now heads to the sideline. Stiff arms. And he is dragged down. Got across the 30 to about the 34-yard line. Very, very close to a first down. Did well to get do that. As it is, we'll wait for him to mark it.
Going to be third and about one.
Yeah, third and one. Indians need to keep this ball. 6:04 to go here in the third quarter. Flora with momentum as they took that kickoff and scored on the opening drive. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left. Backs offset left and right. Brennan Winningham in the shotgun. Gives to Parkman. He's going to be hit and driven down in the backfield. They were ready for Parkman, and he got nowhere. In fact, he lost yardage. Get to the outside for a defense. Not fooled by that play, and the Indians will kick. So Flora with the momentum here coming out of the half, getting the kickoff, moving down, scoring, or get the ball back again. Brendan Winningham will kick it away. And back deep will be Bush King along with Wilson. A couple of speedsters back there for the Wolves. Winningham snapped it to him is good, and he gets the kick away. A booming kick over the head of Wilson, who gathers it in at about the 20. He's to the 25, to the 30, and he's dropped right there. Nice play made there by Eli Ivers, who tripped him up. And it will be first and 10 for Flora in their own territory at about their 34-yard line.
Was Winningham's best punt of the night. That was a 50-yard boot. Like to have that every time, huh?
4:52 to go here in the third quarter. Flora with a 28 lead. Their offense right back on the field after their defense held. Three and out for the Indians. Now can the Indian defense need a turnover here, something to stem this tide. Four-man defensive front, spread formation, give off the left side, and down goes the running back, Wilson. He's rolled up. In there, Liskowski, along with other Indians, making the stop. Indian defense needs to rise up here.
Loss of three on that one.
It'll be second and 13 from the 31. Their own 31 for the Flora Wolves. Homecoming 2018 here at Dancy Field. Indians trying to spoil it. The Wolves are on top here. Still a lot of football to go. 4:15, third quarter. Spread formation. Smith wants to throw in the pocket. Throws to the outside. Pass is caught. Caught for a first down across the 45. Caught out there on a nice route. And caught there by Cole Young. He beat Parkman to the outside and a first down catch. That was an outstanding throw. And a route run by Flora there.
Yeah, that's Young's fourth catch of the game. He's up to 58 yards receiving. He's turned into a nice little weapon here after halftime.
Two men split to the left side. Two split to the right. Back offset. Now man in motion to the left side. Here is an option play to the outside. And big running room outside for Young. Young to the 45 inside Indian territory. And at the 40-yard line, a first down. Option play that time, and they're opening up the playbook, and they're starting to gouge the Indian defense big time here in this second half. It's 20-8, and Flora with all the momentum here. The Indians need to come up with a stop. Spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right. Single back in the backfield, now man in motion. They pitch to the outside, but it's a fumble, and jumping on it, saving it inside Indian territory all the way back to the 49 is the Flora running back. Wait to see who that is. I think that was Wilson.
It was.
Sean Wilson. He saved a turnover. That was the turnover I was wanting, but they couldn't get it. So as it is, it'll be second down and long from inside the Indian 50-yard line at the 49. Second down and 21 from there. Got to stop them on these long situations. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side. Spread formation. Quentin Smith. Indians showing pressure up front. Here is Smith wanting to throw away from the pressure. Throws long down the side. Man open. It's caught. Caught for a first down. Inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line.
Young again.
Cole Young with another catch. The freshman, just a freshman, getting loose in the secondary. And Smith is getting away from the pass rush, and he is ad-libbing. And the guys are getting open in the secondary for Flora.
27 yards on that play.
Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Flora in a hurry-up mode. Here's a snap, throw to the outside, pass is incomplete. The incomplete intended out there for Young again. Boy, he's been a workhorse here in this third quarter. Clock stop with 2:15 to go in the period. Flora leading 20-8 with the ball in deep in Indian territory at the 24. Where it's second down, second and 10. Now a stoppage in play for some reason. It looks like Scott O'Toole's had to come out of the game. He's got apparently an arm injury, so he's out of the game, replaced in the secondary for the Indians. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right side. Spread formation, Quentin Smith. 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. Snap back, throw across the middle, incomplete. Incomplete intended for Alex Wiles again. Wiles had that big catch on the last drive. They kept the drive alive deep in Indian territory. He was targeted there, but incomplete. It'll be third down and 10 from the 34 for Flora, the Indian 34, leading 20-8. Any more points for the Indians would be hard to overcome. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side, back offset to the right side. Now Smith has Wilson to his left side in the spread formation. Indians with a four-man front, looking to put pressure on. Smith wants to throw to the side. The pass is incomplete. Intended out there for Bush King, but overthrew him. Fourth down And they'll stay out there. Four down territory for Flora. Fourth and 10 from the Indian 34.
Well, anything for them is better than punting the ball, my goodness.
Yeah, you're correct. Keep it up, Brad. 20-8. Flora with the lead, with the ball, trying to get more points here. Trips to the left side, single man to the right. Indian showing pressure. Here's Smith back to throw, under pressure, throws long right side. Incomplete on fourth down, well over the mark. And the Indian defense holds, a big hold there for the Indians. Now, the question is, can they do anything on offense here? So it is Indian football. They hold on downs. Now the offense onto the field. Let's see what's happening. Well, Bill, you got to take a little solace in the fact that your defense is able to come up with this big stop there. Now your offense has got to do something.
Yeah, well, you know, it's do or die time, really. I mean, the Indians are almost in a position where if they don't score in this position, you can count this game as a loss.
12 down by 12. Spread formation. Parkman in there at the quarterback. And gives to Beeman off the left side. He has the 30, 35, 40, out of bounds. Best run of the night for Clint Beeman. Christian Beeman, actually. And knocked out of bounds. Nice run there. Good blocking off the left side. And a first down run out close to the 40-yard line for Christian Beeman. The 5'11", 200-pound junior. So first down at the 40, their own 40. Here's a give to Beeman. Oh, no, Parkman keeps it himself. Fake to Beeman. Keeps himself. Up the middle he goes for about 3 or 4 yards to the 43. Well, it'll be second down and 7. A minute 40 to go here in the third quarter.
The Indians are picking up the pace now, Steve, much like we saw Flora do earlier in the game. They're huddling quickly at the line and getting on with it.
Yeah, almost a no huddle. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left, back offset, left and right. Parkman in the Wildcat formation, wants to throw, throws right side, passes incomplete. Incomplete, knocked away, tended out there for Ivers, but the defender got there just at the same time the ball did and knocked it away. So it'll be third down and 8. Flora showing the ability in this second half to throw the ball down the field, whereas the Indians have not been able to do any sort of that here. Throwing situation now, third and 8. Parkman wanting to throw under pressure. Is going to be hit and sacked, and down he goes, back at about the 37-yard line. Flora's defensive line got to him, and it'll be fourth down, and the Indians will have to kick.
Yeah, loss of 6, and Winningham's going to have to come in and boot the ball away.
So the Indian offense does nothing, and so they'll kick it away. With 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play, trailing 20-8, Bush King and Wilson back deep. Low snap, Winningham gets the boot away, a booming punt taken by Wilson at the 25 to the 30, 35, 40, 45, and out of bounds across the way, right in front of the Flora bench at the 47-yard line. Flora with good field position. They're starting to win the battle of field position here, too, in the second half. They're at their own 47-yard line to start this drive with a 20-8 lead, 31 seconds left here in the third quarter of play. Indian football brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Best Way Express, if you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. Flora offense on the field, spread formation. Here is Smith throwing down the side, and it's incomplete. Incomplete intended out there for Jared Sons, a sophomore, 5'11", 180-pounder. First time he's been targeted tonight by Smith. Incomplete. So second down and 10. The clock stops with 28 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
And Flora's in a situation where they probably want to try and keep the clock running, but they've done so well throwing the ball that
Yeah. They found something they can hang their hat on in the passing game. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. Now Bush King in motion to the right side. They pitch it to him. Tries to sweep. He is to the 45. Skips inside and is blasted as he went inside there. Blasted by Liskowski, I believe. And that was him. Nope, that was Mason Odell. I stand corrected. Sorry, Mason. Mason Odell, one of the Indian captains. 6'1", 210-pounder. And it looks like Flora's going to let the third quarter run out. They do. At the end of three quarters here on the People's State Bank scoreboard, score is Flora Wolves 20 and the Lawrenceville Indians 8. Back in a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce that Jamie Niemerg, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, is seeing patients at the Family Practice Clinic located at 1200 Northeast Street inside SAHF Weber Medical Clinic. Jamie is available to see pediatric patients through age 21. She can care for children who are sick with common illnesses, as well as take care of well checks and physicals. She has a special interest in children with asthma and special needs. To make an appointment with Jamie, call 618-392-2940.
Back here at Dancy Field, ready for the final quarter of action. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. Indian football on Light 103. Indians trailing 20-8. Flora with the ball at the 47, third down and nine. Indian defense needs a stop, third and nine. Spread formation for quarterback Quentin Smith. Wants to throw, throws to the side. The pass is caught for a first down inside the Indian 40. Down to the 36-yard line, a first down catch.
Guess who? Young again.
They've been able to move the ball via the pass much more effectively here in the second half than the first, not making the mistakes that they did in the first half. They're starting to move the ball against the Indian defense. First and 10 at the Indian 38, 11:55 to go in the game, spread formation. Smith wanting to throw. Throws across the middle, pass is caught. Caught in the middle. And inside the 30, back to down to about the 28-yard line. Wrapped up there is the receiver. That is
Sons.
Jared Sons, number 32, with the catch. He's spreading the wealth around, too. Again, in a spread offense. Quick paced offense. Smith, low snap, wants to throw. Throws long, taking a shot down the side, and it's incomplete. Intended out there for, I believe, Young. As it is, incomplete pass, stopping the clock with 11:35 to go in the game. Third down, they only had 1 yard to go. Now, do we have a penalty? Yep, I guess we do. We're talking with the Indians. Now they don't move. They don't understand that. No flag apparently. It is talking to the Indian defensive captains out there. So third down and one from the Indian 28. Spread formation on the long count. Young gives it off the left side, and that's Wilson with the carry. Has the first down stacked up after a gain of two. He needed only one, gained two. So a fresh set of downs, and they'll continue to eat. At this clock, which shows 11:19 to go in the game, and Flora leading comfortably, 20-8. Well, I guess I shouldn't say comfortably, the way this game has gone, but the way they played in the second half, they certainly have increased their level of play.
Steve, the Flora quarterback tonight, Quentin Smith, has passed for 119 yards. Now, Young has caught six of those passes for 100 yards, so the freshman has become a weapon overnight.
Spread formation again. Low snap, and this time Smith has to dive on it. And he couldn't handle it. He loses yardage back to the 35-yard line, the Indian 35. He loses eight. So a sack there. And it is going to be second down.
Yeah, actually a loss of seven, they're saying on the scoreboard. Yeah, that's probably right.
Two split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. Quentin Smith surveys the Indian defense. In the pocket, wants to throw. Throws long down the sidelines. Incomplete. And now we have a flag on the play. Flag on the play. Looks like that might be pass interference. Skyler Toole was back there. I think the official is going to say that he didn't look back for the ball as he tried to cover the shifty Sean Wilson out there. And it's going to be a penalty against the Indians.
Pretty good defense, really. Hard to defend that. Can't really hold that against him.
Yep, so they'll mark the ball off from the line of scrimmage. Of course, in high school football, you don't get the ball where the pros, you get the ball where the foul occurred. They mark it from the line of scrimmage. So we'll wait to see where they mark it here.
That will be the third penalty of the game on the Wolves for 30 yards. Steve, do you remember coming over here ever and they had a wolf's head at the top of the scoreboard and it like blue smoke rings or something?
No.
Like that? Am I just dreaming?
I think you're dreaming.
Okay.
I think you're dreaming, Bill. I don't ever remember that. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Empty backfield. Is this a first down?
No, it's going to be second.
Second down. Second down and two, yeah. Okay, second and two. At the Indian 19 with 10 to go in the game. Flora trying to knock the Indians out here. Here's Smith throwing to the sidelines. Pass is caught out there in the flat for a first down inside the 10 and down to about the 8-yard line. And they're just ripping the Indians apart with a short passing game. Outside, inside. Pass out there caught by Wilson again, Sean Wilson. He'll go to the sidelines for a break. But a first down inside the 10, first and goal at the 8-yard line. And a score here would really salt this game away. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation, this time an empty backfield for quarterback Quentin Smith. Now a man in motion, low snap, and they give it to the man, and he dives inside the 5-yard line. Wait, see who that is. Man in motion there. As Young on the carry, Cole Young. 5'11 freshman. Now looks like a couple of linemen are injured. And a floor lineman and Indian down on the field in the midst of that pile. Time for an Ambrall Federal Credit Union timeout. 9:22 to go in the game. Flora 20, Lawrenceville 8. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1-year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Back here in Flora, Dancy Field, getting late, 9:22 to go in this game. Flora 20, Lawrenceville 8, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football.
The injured wolf on the play was Eckleberry. And it's
Christian Beeman.
Yeah, just getting up, limping off for the Indians. Doesn't look like it's going to be real serious, at least we hope not. Maybe even just a cramp.
He's walking very gingerly over Bill. He's hurting.
cramps hurt.
20-8. 9:22 to go. And Flora trying to put a nail in the Indian coffin here. They have it second and five from the five. The Indian 5 yard line. Spread formation. Two to the left, two to the right. Now a man in motion to the right side. They throw to the left side, and that pass is caught for a touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown for Flora. That was number 26.
That was Caden Rogers.
Caden Rogers? 24, okay, not 26. 24, Caden Rogers, a freshman, 5'6", 140-pounder, threw it out in the flats, and he outran the secondary into the end zone from 5 yards out for the touchdown, and Flora leads 26-8 with 9:06 to go in the game. So they're going to go for two here, have all night long. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side, a quarterback, Quentin Smith. Now a man in motion to the right side. Smith wants to throw to the right side. He does, and it is
no good.
Incomplete. Incomplete through the hands of the intended receiver. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 9:06 to go in the game. Score now reads Flora 26, Lawrenceville 8. This is Indian football on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Flora's kickoff is taken by the Indian up man at about the 20-yard line to the 25, to the 30. Still on his feet over across the way and out of bounds at the 35-yard line. I don't know who that was. I think that was Eli Ivers.
No, it was Toole.
Okay. Skyler Toole with a return. And so the Indians will have it at their own 36-yard line with time running out, 8:59 to go in the game, 26-8, 26 unanswered points by Flora. Indians led 8-0 early, 8-6. Indians led at one quarter, 12-8 Flora at the half, 28 Flora after three quarters, 26-8 right now. Parkman in there at the quarterback, two split to the left, two split to the right. Parkman throwing across the middle, and the pass is incomplete and almost intercepted. Pass was intended across the middle for Schultz and almost picked off there by Flora's Sean Wilson playing back in the defensive backfield for the Wolves.
I'm looking on the bright side of Steve. Bright side of things, this is the first time all season that the mercy clock has not been running at this point in time for the Indians. They're actually still in the ball game. Just got to make something happen. I would look for them to continue to try to throw the ball, although, you know, they've not had that much success all night completing just four passes.
Spread formation again. Trips to the right side. Single man to the left. Parkman at the quarterback under pressure. And down he goes under a rush of blue, silver, and orange. And sack of the quarterback all the way back inside the 30-yard line. Looks like the 26. 10-yard loss, and the clock continues to tick away. 8:35 to go in the game. 26-8. Flora, they've been in control of this entire second half. They took the second half kickoff, marched right down the field, scored to increase a 12-8 lead and have not looked back since. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Parkman in there at the quarterback. Beeman back in the game, offset to the right side of the Indian QB. 8 minutes to go in the game by the time this snap comes to him. Throws to the side, it's incomplete. Incomplete, a diving attempt made there by Eli Ivers, but the pass was short, and it's 4th and 20, and the Indians will have to kick it away.
Parkman now 1 for 10.
So, Flora fans applauding their defense. They have dominated the second half and are on their way to their first win of the year here on homecoming. Two men back deep. Bush King along with Wilson for Flora. Waiting this Brendan Winningham kick. There's a line drive kick taken by, well, they stay away from it now, and the Indians will down it at the 25-yard line at the Flora 25.
That's a 49-yard boot. Good job, young man.
7:46 to go in the game. Flora with the ball in control, 26-8. Let's see if they continue to try to throw the ball, or if they try to eat some of this clock. And maybe run the ball a few times. They have shown the ability to pick the Indians apart. A good mixture of pass. Almost completely disdaining the run. And when they do run, it's off of motion. Now the spread formation. So here is quarterback Quentin Smith at the controls. Again, the spread formation. Snap, and now they give off to the running back up the middle. Big hole there for the running back, and he's to the 35-yard line. Picked up 10, first down. So now they're going to start pounding the ball with the running back, Wilson. 7:37 to go, 26-8. Flora on top here. The Wolves in the huddle taking their time. They had been running some hurry up earlier. Now, with this game in their hands, they're just trying to eat the clock off. Up. Spread formation. Smith gives up the middle, off play, balance play to Sean Wilson. Had an unbalanced line in there, and they ran behind those guys and picked up yardage up to the 37-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 2. It'll be 2nd down and 8. With 6:54 to go in the game and the time running out on the Indians and their hopes to pick up a W here tonight. 2nd and 7 from their own 38 for Flora. Indians can use a turnover. Here is Smith. Keeping it himself, up the middle he goes, has a big hole. He's to the 45, dragged down, close to a first down. And it will be a first down.
Yeah, that's the 16th first down of the game for the Wolves. They're just starting to eat up the yardage now.
First and 10 at the Indian, I should say first and 10 at their own 46. 6:25 to go in the game. 26-8 Flora. Spread formation. Two split to the left. Two split to the right. Back offset to the right side of quarterback Quentin Smith. Sean Wilson on the right side. Here's a give to him. Tries to get the right side, and he's snowed under by the Indian defense that time. In there, big number 65, Jaden Miller. 5'10", 230-pounder. Just a sophomore, Jaden Miller. He's our defensive player of the week last week, if I remember correctly.
Absolutely was.
5:40 to go. 26-8 Flora, taking as much time as they can on the play clock. Down to 19 seconds. Trips to the right side, single man to the left side. Back offset to the right side. And the spread formation is Quentin Smith. Snap to him, wants to throw, throws, and the pass is caught. Caught for a first down inside Indian territory at the 48-yard line.
Young again.
And there it is, going down about 10 yards and curling up and waiting for the ball. And the secondary late in getting to the receivers. And it's a first down, and they continue to move the ball via the air. Well, third down and four. Not a first down inside Indian territory.
You can bet if they don't get the first down here, they're going to go for it on fourth down rather than try to punt the ball.
4:45 to go. Spread formation. Two to the left, two to the right. Give to the running back up the middle. Wilson, first down. He's to the Indian 40-yard line. Now they're just starting to wear the Indians down now. The defense has been out there an awful lot in the second half, and they're starting to take it right to them. 4:38 to go. Marching the ball right down the field, doing whatever they want at this juncture of the game. First and 10. 4:33 to go in the game. Two men split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Spread formation. Smith taking plenty of time on the play clock. It's down to 9. Gives it off to Wilson. Up the middle he goes. He skirts away from one man. He's to the 35, inside the 35, down to the 34-yard line. Pick up about 7 yards. Be second down and 3. 4 minutes to go in the game. And Flora on their way to win number one on the year, and they'll hand the Indians their fifth consecutive loss. Play coming in from the sidelines. Head coach Brian Tackett and his staff. 3:40 to go. Trips to the left side. Single man to the right side. Back offset to the right side of quarterback Quentin Smith. Takes all the time that he can on the play clock. Down to 7 seconds. Gives to the left side. Trying to sweep is Sean Wilson. He's wrapped up and thrown down there.
Laskowski. No, it was Miller again. Excuse me.
Jade Miller on the stop there. Still playing hard at his defensive line position. They're short of the first down by a yard. Trying to run out this clock. 3 minutes to go in the game. 26-8. Flora. Again, they spread the field. Two to split to the left. Two split to the right. Back offset to the right side of Quentin Smith, quarterback. And it's four-man defensive front. And here's a give off the left side. First down run inside the 30. Down to the 26-yard line for Flora. And they'll move the sticks. We had 2:34 to go in the game. Might not let the Indians have the ball back. First down at the 27. And the play comes in from the sidelines. Head coach Brian Tackett. 2:20 to go in the game. Single man, well, two split to the left. Two split to the right, back offset to the right side of the quarterback. Give up the middle, and bouncing forward for a couple of yards. That was number 20.
I think that was 32, Sims, Sons.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay.
He carried on the play before that, too.
Second down and 9, picked up a yard. 1:35 to go in the game. Again, spread formation. Single man in the backfield, offset. And they give up the middle to the running back again.
It was 20 that time.
That's Sons this time. No, that's not Sons, that's Johnson. Grant Johnson, I stand corrected. Grant Johnson, a junior, a 5'5", 130-pound junior. So it's third down and 8, 1:09 to go in the game. Matters not really. Flora trying to pick up 8 yards. They can run out the clock. Disappointing night here tonight Indians had a chance to win this game, perhaps. Couldn't do anything in the second half. Trailed 12-8 at the half. Here's a give up the middle to the running back, and he's into the secondary. First down inside the 15-yard line, and that's going to do it. They'll be able to run out the clock now. And that was Johnson, Grant Johnson, with the carry, and Flora running the ball right down the Indians' throats. And they'll run out, be able to run out the clock unless the Indians call timeouts, but nearly no reason to do that.
But they're going to have to run one more play, Steve. 33 seconds on the game clock and only 17 on the play clock.
Two men split to the left, two split to the right. And here's a new quarterback into the game. He gave off the left side. And into their quarterback was Jace Helm, a freshman, a 5'7", 140-pound freshman quarterback, getting some varsity experience. And that is going to end the game. And the final score here from Dancy Field in Flora on the People's State Bank scoreboard. The Flora Wolves defeat the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 26-8. So Flora picks up win number one on the year. They're 1-4. Indians drop to 0-5. 0-5 in league play. Final score again on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Flora 26. Lawrenceville 8. Indian football brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people, by Loeb Oil. They're a family-owned and privately held oil and gas exploration and production company in Lawrence County. Been in business for over 70 years. Gray's Restaurant in Bridgeport, serving delicious steaks and fried fish for over 70 years. Final score. People's State Bank scoreboard, Flora 26, Lawrenceville 8. Back to the postgame show in 3 minutes. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hi, this is Stacy Lockhart. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at Lawrenceville Bank for the Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for more details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot,
Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Dancing Field in Flora, fans filing to the exits here. Successful homecoming 2018 for the Flora Wolves. They pick up their first win of the year as they defeat the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 26-8. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. He'll be here momentarily, and Indian head coach Chad Green will be with us to reflect on this game. A winnable game for the Indians. Looked good at the outset. Indians moved right down the field and caught a couple of breaks and were able to score early. Blaine Winningham catching a touchdown pass early on. It was 8-6 Flora, 8-6 Indians, I should say, after one quarter of play. But then Flora scored 26 unanswered points. They took a lead 12-8 at the half, led 20-8 after three quarters of play onto the victory. Again, this game was 12-8 at the half, and you felt if the Indians could do something offensively in this game, they might be able to come up with a victory, but they are unable to do anything in the second half, and all of a sudden, the Flora passing game began to pick them apart. Quentin Smith able to hit several of his receivers, Sean Wilson among them, Cole Young, Daniel Lewis catching some balls, Caden Rogers and others. Alex Wiles catching a big pass down there to give him a first and goal. And all of a sudden, Flora led 20-8 after three quarters, and they salted it away with another touchdown in the final period to pick up the victory by a score of 26-8. So again, the Indians fall to 0-5. Flora is 1-4. Indian football brought your way by Gray's Restaurant in Bridgeport. They've been serving delicious steaks and fried fish for over 70 years. By Sweet Teas and Sippet on James Street in Lawrenceville. Under new local ownership, they're committed to offering the best quality and service to Lawrence County. And by Aparian Care in Bridgeport, providing a level of personal caring that goes beyond the post-hospital rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care. Again, the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard as the Flora Wolves serenade their fans over across the way on homecoming. Again, the final, Flora 26, Lawrenceville 8. Back with more on the postgame show. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
If you or a loved one need personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aparion Care Bridgeport. Aparion Care's services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, respiratory therapy, and pain management. Plus, we provide all the conveniences and amenities you want. Aparian Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Sweet Teas and Sippet in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sippet, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sippet's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sippet
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Back here at Dancy Field and Floor on the postgame show, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. Indians lose to the Florida Wolves, 26-8. Congratulations to the Red Hill Salukis. Winners over Newton, 30-6. Salukis after losing to Paris last week, got back on the winning track at Chavesky Field in Newton, a tough place to win, but they were able to win convincingly, 30-6, so they're back on the winning track. The earlier today here on Light 103, the White Sox beat the Cubs in game one of their crosstown series at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, 10-4. We'll have game two of the series tomorrow here on Light 103. And Indian football next week will come your way from Sinclair Vidone Field in Casey. The Indians on the road for the second consecutive week. They'll take on the Casey Westfield Warriors. Again, that'll be next week, a week from tonight, at Sinclair Vidone Field. And you can hear the action pregame at 6:45, 7 o'clock for the kickoff, Indians at Casey. But here tonight, it was Flora winning by a score, as we mentioned, of 26-8. And again, this game was tied at the half. Indians trailed by only 4, 12-8. But Flora took the second half kickoff, marched right down the field, and using a short, effective passing game, occasionally taking shots down the field, but really short passes and then runs after the catch and an occasional misdirection play or two. They were able to pick the Indians apart, finally got a working margin of 20-8 after three quarters, added a final score in the final moments, ran off the clock, and pick up the victory by a score of 26-8. So again, the Indians fall to 0-5, Flora 1-4 with the Indians on the road next week. Indian head coach Chad Green making his way up here to talk with us on the post-game show. Indian football brought your way here on Light 103 by People's State Bank with mortgages, mobile banking, and more. Your community bank. And also by WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10 WTHI. Coverage you can count on. Again, the score, final score, 26-8. Indian head coach Chad Green joins us here for the post-game show. Well, Coach, a winnable game for you here, Coach. Unfortunately, tight game at the half, but unfortunately they started to pick you apart with the pass in the second half.
Yeah, we didn't have an answer. I think body-wise, we didn't match up very well there in the second half. They took advantage of stuff that they saw stuff on us and in that first half and took advantage of it. We didn't have an answer.
They tried to give you the game there in that first half, made some mistakes. You were able to do some things, especially in the punting game. A couple of punts that you touched on your punt coverage team really put you behind the eight ball.
Sure did. I think we had a little lack of knowledge there with one player. Skyler Tool there was really unaware that he didn't need to touch that ball. And that burned us pretty good. And then the other one that hit Blaine in the back, just didn't see ball. No, you know, and that's one of those things where you gotta help each other out and holler, hey, get away, get away, get away. So it's just one of those things that you don't want to have happen, but it does. You just gotta move on.
How do you think your new guys acclimated themselves to the team? I know they got a lot of action in there. And how do you think they acclimated themselves?
I thought they did well. I'm really proud of them. I think we get them used to the grind of football, and these guys are coming along really well. I mean, even though Skyler messed up a little bit there on that special team, he did an awesome job defensively for us there. I think he was pretty much a shutdown corner out there. And Christian Beeman there at outside backer did well. Just a little bit, little by little, we got to get these guys into the daily and the weekly grind of football, and then I think they'll be fine.
And just, again, nothing to hang your hat on offensively here tonight.
No, we're struggling. I think quarterbacks hanging on the ball a little longer. We're not seeing the hot route. We're not knowing, hey, this is an open route right now. And we got to start seeing that and working on that a little bit more, you know. And we're unable to run the ball. That's just killing us. So we can't run. I mean, there was no reason to expect anything but passes. That's what's killing us.
What was the message to the team after the game?
I just told them to keep their heads up. But we still got some games coming up. I mean, Casey and Robinson, those are games that, you know, even still, that we can get a W out of one of those if we just put everything together, just not killing ourselves. So I think we're going to be okay.
All right, we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
Indian head coach Chad Green. Again, the Indians lose here by a score of 26-8. I think Bill has some final numbers.
Well, I do have some Lawrenceville numbers, Steve. For the game, the Indians had 20 rushes for 13 yards. The leading rusher was Christian Beeman. He carried 7 times for 15 yards through the air. Both quarterbacks completed 2 passes. Winningham was 2 out of 8, 32 yards. Parkman, 2 of 11, 27 yards, and had the TD pass. Parkman caught the TD pass for 26 yards. Schultz caught 1 pass for 25 yards, and Blaine Winningham was on the receiving end of 2 passes for 27 yards.
All right, the final score again, Flora 26, the Indians 8. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios.
We need to get the players of the game in.
Oh, that's right. Almost forgot that, Bill. Good thing you're here. Good thing you're here. Keep me on my toes. Time now for the Loeb Oil Slick Offensive Player of the Game. Bill, who do you think?
I talked with Coach Green on the way up here. He felt like Christian Beeman was deserving of that award tonight. Christian did lead the Indians in rushing. He carried 7 times for 15 yards. So Christian Beeman will be the Offensive Player of the Game.
The Loeb Oil Slick Offensive Player of the Game. And the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Defensive Player of the Game. What do you think about that?
It's going to be back-to-back for Jaden Miller. He was all over the field tonight, and again, Coach Green agreed with that. He was almost the game-changer out there for the Indians defensively.
All right, congratulations to Jaden Miller. Back-to-back, Bill Dobson Ford Defensive Tough Player of the Game. Now I can go into my spiel. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios. That's been Gil T. Wilson for his good work. Thanks to you for listening. Wish we could brought you better results from here at Dancy Field, but Indians just could not get anything done here, especially in the second half, and lose to the Flora Wolves by a score of 26-8. I'm Steve Anderson saying so long from Clay County.
This has been Lawrenceville Indian Football on your Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville Indian Football has been brought to you by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Loeb Oil. Lawrenceville Indian Football can be heard all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.